You're listening to SBS News.
Air and artillery attacks in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv have left at least 11 people dead and more than 30 others wounded. Locals express shock, describing the carnage around them and labelling Russia's President Vladimir Putin a bandit. Nadezhda Tereshenko is a resident of Kharkiv.
The explosion happened. The bomb landed, a huge one. It seems that they targeted a plant.
There are warnings for Kyiv residents to flee their homes as Russian commanders close in. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says people in the capital are doing everything possible as he thanked the armed forces for their efforts.
The situation is threatening. The enemy wants to take the heart of our country, but we will fight and we will not give up on Kyiv. Armed forces, territorial defense, citizens are ready and will defend the capital. Once again, I want to express support to the residents of Gostomel, Bucha, Vorze, Vasilkov.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have fired at Kyiv's main television tower, killing 5 people in the attack. A substation and TV control room were damaged, while briefly some broadcasts were disrupted. And a Russian radio station, also airing criticism of the Kremlin, has been pulled off the airwaves, but later its website became accessible again. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the European Union needs to prove its support in the deadly fight. He made a passionate address to the EU Parliament, and even the interpreter became emotional.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom, despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked.
President Zelensky says the bombing must stop before negotiations can take place. The 27-member bloc is being asked to impose tougher sanctions on Russia. Meantime, at the United Nations Human Rights Council, representatives walked out in protest against Russia's Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov. Officials slammed his speech for containing disinformation and took a stand against the pre-recorded video message, which was justifying the attack on Ukraine. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the council that human rights abuses and violations are escalating.
We must reject Russia's attempts to falsely justify this attack as a defense of human rights, misappropriating terms that we reserve for the worst atrocities and disrespecting every victim of those crimes.
Rallies are being held around the world in support of Ukraine, including in Greece. In South Africa, Ukraine natives like Natalia Gordon are distraught over the invasion. But the Kremlin is rejecting the term invasion, stating it is attempting to destroy Ukraine's military capabilities.
I'm from Kyiv, Ukraine. It's a capital, and I love my city very much. My parents are currently left in city, and every time I'm phoning them, I hear sirens. It's very painful, and our hearts are broken. We really want that war to stop, please.
Powerful words resonating for many communities watching on around the globe. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.